producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about, so let's just get right to it. All right, first and foremost, many of you guys are worried about this year's flu season and if this year's flu vaccine was even worth all the hype. And we're getting some good news saying that the flu vaccine has been well-matched for the season. So they're saying that they did a good job. Now, I'd like to really wait until flu season is over before I give anybody a pat on the back, because last year's debacle was ridiculous. By the way, I remember seeing a source saying last year's flu shot only had like 16 to 18% efficacy. Yesterday when I was reading up on it, they jumped it up to 23%. You know, I would like just one solid number, please, not, you know, all these different, it's like, you know, when you tell a story, you know, about your, you know, sports past and, you know, the touchdown and the yardage just, you know, seems to change over and over again until, you know, finally somebody like calls you on it and goes, wait a second, when you first told the story 10 years ago, it was this. But influenza season or flu season started a couple months ago. Okay, usually it starts around October. The high peak starts to be about December, January. But October is when flu season starts. And local health officials say getting vaccinated can still help keep you from getting sick. Now, remember, the danger period can last all the way till May. This is according to Maryville Daily Forum. Flu activity peaks between December and February, according to weekly U.S. influenza surveillance report last week. They did show a slight increase in flu activity, but numbers remained low overall. So we haven't seen as much flu as we usually do this time of year. I've been pretty excited, okay, that, you know, I haven't seen that many flu cases. I have been seeing a lot of people with norovirus, I believe. I think it's norovirus because they're having the nausea and the vomiting and the diarrhea and the high fever with that. So kind of a stomach bug sort of, if you will, you know, viral type stomach thing I've been seeing. But I haven't seen the cough, sneezing, sore throat, body aches, high fever, typical flu. Now, they think one thing that could be happening is our flu shot is good. All right. Apparently, each year around this time, they collect data about strains of influenza as part of the Global Influenza Surveillance and Response System, better known as GISRS. And scientists submit this data to five regional centers that collaborate with the World Health Organization in making the recommendations on the composition of the vaccines. Now, these centers are located in China, the U.S., Japan, Australia, and the U.K. Remember, no vaccine is 100% guaranteed, but they have to do the best they can the year before. So what scientists do is they choose the strains included in the vaccine by making educated guesses. Okay, we are winging it. Before one flu season ends, the vaccine manufacturers receive the information that allows them to start producing for the next autumn. So remember, flu vaccine ends around May. They got to get their poop together pretty quickly to have the next batch ready by August. Okay, because August, September is when they start to sell it, usually by August. Okay? Now, most of the vaccines are trivalent. So what they do is they protect against three different flu viruses, and we have some quadrivalent ones, quad, that protect against four. This year for the Northern Hemisphere, we got the A viruses in the trivalent vaccine. We also have, H1N, we have the swine flu and a B virus. The B virus comes from Thailand. The A type virus, the influenza A, comes from the United States and Switzerland. Now, last year, all the viruses recommended for the shot came from the U.S., but apparently it wasn't good enough, so now they're using a Thailand B virus, and the quadrivalent vaccine has one more virus it protects against, the B virus from Australia. Now, many of you are like, well, I don't get that. Why are we using Australians and Thailand's viruses? Because it gets here. Okay, not to mention, you know, if they find the viruses there, I'm sure we have virus strains out here, too. Your body's immune system is tricky. Okay, it's going to build up an immunity depending on what we give it. So sometimes it doesn't even have to be the exact virus. It just has to be similar enough. Well, it will deal with any, you know, most of the ones that come across it. All right, so according to the CDC, people at high risk for developing flu-related complications include the adults over 65, pregnant women, children under 2, nursing home residents, and Native Americans. By the way, they say if you're pregnant and you get the flu shot, it can protect you up to 90-some percent. So that, you know, the average flu shot protects you about 60-70%. But depending on which population you're in, older, younger, pregnant, it actually protects you against the flu or complications from it even more. So remember, this number, it's kind of fleeting. It's not just, all right, I got the flu shot, so there's a 40% chance of me getting the flu. It doesn't work that way. For some of you guys, it will work better. Now, I wrote a piece for the Epoch Times, Jerry Doyle's Epoch Times, on why people think they get the flu from the flu shot. So we're going to talk about that. Many of you guys say, nah, I am not getting the flu shot, Dahlia, because it makes me sick. Why are you guys getting sick from the flu shot? So we're going to talk about that. All right. Also, we're going to talk about autism risk with antidepressants. There is a study. They actually found a connection. We're going to talk about that. Not a big one, but we'll talk about it. Then a Denver marijuana company is recalling their product. I don't know if you guys knew this, but there's been 13 recalls in Denver in the past 13 weeks. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a California nurse that exposed more than 1,000 people, including 350 infants, to tuberculosis at a California hospital. Ross is going to talk about these young kids being put on antipsychotics and psychotropic drugs. Why are doctors putting these kids so young when we don't have the studies to back them up on these medications? What's going on with these kids, and why do doctors feel the need they have to treat them? Then, Google is now working on robots that will help doctors during surgery. Could be good since, you know, we don't have enough staff in the medical field. Bad for people looking for a job. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro-Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro-Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Sorry about that. I was eating my breakfast. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Still in my mouth. Hold on. I don't want to choke, but I have to chew my food. Woo! I just got my review from my managers, and they told me not to giggle, not to yell. Nobody said anything about eating, which is why I'm eating while I'm on air. Listen, I don't know what to do. You can't keep telling people, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Okay? Because we're trying to figure out what we are supposed to do. This is what I recommend you do, whether it's with your kids, whether it's with your employees, whether it's with your radio hosts. Give them some options. Like, for example, okay, if you think I'm yelling too much at, I don't know, Tom or my listeners, and you don't want me to yell, give me another option. Go, if you want, you could ridicule your listeners, or Tom. Okay, so that, I know how to do that. I could ridicule without yelling. But instead, they're like, you know, please don't yell. Okay, that doesn't really give me, you know, a lot of other options. Speaking of, what am I supposed to do when I really get passionate about something or grumpy? You know, same thing with kids. When you have to deal with your kids and, you know, they do something wrong, okay? Like, for example, let's say they want to touch the stove and you go, don't touch that, all right? They look at you like, but then how am I supposed to reach for what's sitting there on the stove? My toy is there on the stove. You see my little toy? It's right there. That's what they're looking at. Okay? And what do? You smack their hand away from the stove. You take their toy. You throw it across the room. You know, like they'll chase after it like a dog. And then you think you solved that problem. No. Okay? What you need to do is you need to give them options, okay? So the little toy, the little baby car, the little baby transformer, their little baby Star Wars toy is sitting there on the stove. They want to reach up. What you do is you go, no, you get mommy, or you get daddy, or you get grandma. Don't touch because it could be very hot. And if you want to put your toy somewhere, put it here. You see, we'll make a big arrow. You could put your toy right here, but this area is a big no-no. Get some red tape. Put a big X on it, okay? And then the kid knows, don't put their toy there. You see, you got to give them options, okay? So if not, they just take the obvious option. Like me, I'm just going to eat while I'm on air because if I'm so busy swallowing my food, I don't have time to yell. Hey, you know what? It solved the problem and I don't get fired. Speaking of which, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for not firing me. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a Denver-based marijuana company has recalled 27 cartridges of its THC-infused vape pen oil due to potentially dangerous pesticides. They, you know, very easy to legalize marijuana. Then you got to stop and see the logistics of it all going, okay, wait a second here. Mind you, I'm for legalization of marijuana. It just, I'm for us kind of figuring things out first, okay, and having a plan and some logistics in place. Denver's Department of Environmental Health found that advanced medical alternatives products contain pesticides that are not allowed to be used on cannabis in Colorado, reported The Cannabist. Cannabis is, I guess, a newspaper there. The Denver's Post-Cannabis News and Culture section. The recall is the 13th issued by the department in 13 weeks. Advanced Medical Alternatives recalled a cannabis concentrate product that also had high levels of banned pesticides on December 3rd. They say Advanced Medical Alternatives LLC is committed to excellence in providing safe and the highest quality products to their customers, according to the company sent a statement on its website. Accordingly, the company has voluntarily recalled certain products that may contain potentially unsafe pesticide residues. According to the Cannabist, two other Colorado marijuana companies have had multiple recalls recently. Edipure and Gaia's Garden both make edible marijuana. Now, I decided to kind of check on the prices. This isn't the most recent pricing of marijuana, but it's interesting. They say that the prices are starting to go down. And one of the reasons why is even though people are buying weed, they're not buying, as much as they were originally, I guess, as the novelty is starting to wear off. Okay, so they say Nicholas Colas and his team at Convergix, a global brokerage company based in New York, surveyed a number of marijuana stores in Colorado to get a better picture of the state of the market. And what they found is that the prices are declining faster than some had expected. But get this, the number of people visiting the stores have increased. Apparently, since last June, okay, so this is 6 months ago, they say the average price at the time was 1/8 ounce of recreational cannabis dropped from $50 to $70 down to $30 to $45 for an eighth of an ounce. A total ounce sells between $250 and $300 on average compared to $300 to $400 last year. Why? Competition. That's capitalism. More competition, more expansion of growth facilities. So now they have more people involved. Now you have more competition, ways to lower the price. All right. But also, the industry is starting to mature, and dispensaries are trying to find the market's equilibrium price. A lot of times what happens is when a new product hits the market, they are going to throw it out there for very high prices. Okay, imagine, here you are, somebody that, you know, has been, unwilling to get your marijuana illegally, and now all of a sudden, there's a legal means to do it, and they say you got to drop a few $100s. I mean, people will do it. And then, like, all right, you know, I can't be spending that kind of money. All right, the thrill is over. All right, you know, either I'll smoke the marijuana regularly or I won't. I'm not going to be spending that kind of money. And finally, the market starts to take over, and that'll decide what, you know, you're pricing your marijuana at $500 an ounce, someone's going to go somewhere else. And trust me, people talk, okay? A lot of people think that, well, you know, if you're, you know, stoned on marijuana, you're not going to care about the prices. No. Okay, you may not care while you're fully stoned. Dude, what does this cost? Dude. No, yeah, you may not care while you're stoned. But while you're like, okay, you know what, I got to get my high on. I only have X amount of money in my pocket. It's going to make a difference. So they say even with the declining prices, sales are still exceeding those for last year's recreational marijuana. Sales increased by 98%. Year over year in April. I am very interested to see what's happening in terms of the, economy and, you know, did Medicaid get more dollars? You know, how's some of the state funding going with all the new tax money? Because a lot of these places obviously are getting taxed. But one thing the team is watching is the average size of each transaction. There's still 100 to 300 customers entering the stores each day, but they're only spending $50 per visit compared to $100 last June. Half of the customers are tourists in most states we interviewed. The 10% sales tax, there it is, 10% on recreational cannabis will be repealed only, I guess, on September 16th. I don't know if that ever happened. I apologize. All right, the bill was supposed to permanently cut the 10% sales tax on recreational marijuana down to 8% in 2017 in an effort to squeeze out the black market. Here's the problem. You start to tax and you start to get the government involved, the black market marijuana is going to be a hell of a lot cheaper. So why would anybody buy it legal? And that was something we were talking about and we were concerned. I'll have to look it up if that ever passed. So, I don't know, it's interesting. I love the economy. I love looking at stories and I love, you know, seeing, you know, our nation transform from being a, you know, pot is taboo to now, yeah, pot is fine. I mean, you see this in movies all the time where it's supposed to be a, I guess, natural occurrence for you to sit there and smoke pot after work. I'm a little nervous about that as a doctor. I don't want my kids getting that sort of idea. But it looks like we do not have the prices past the summer for the marijuana prices. So a lot of you guys have been visiting Denver. Oh, they must be really happy. And a lot of Colorado cities to get marijuana. Wow, what an industry. Huh. But remember, it's only going to be doing as well as it is if other states don't sell marijuana. Once you could get it everywhere else. I mean, the same thing happened with Vegas. Vegas, we were the casino mecca. Okay, if you wanted to get your gamble on, yeah, you could go to Atlantic City on the East Coast, but out here you could come to Vegas. So people could get their gamble on and come to Vegas, and it was all exciting. Well, a lot of other places opened up casinos and opened up gambling and river boats and on the Indian reservations. And, you know, so then, you know, being able to go somewhere to gamble, you didn't really have to get on a plane to fly out to Vegas. So Vegas very smartly transitioned to being the entertainment capital of the world in a different sense. The shows, the nightclubs, the restaurants, the stars, you know, having Garth Brooks and Britney Spears and Cher and you know, Donnie and Marie. Yeah, you know, people want to come out to see them. And, you know, and shows like Lion King came out here, you know, Book of Mormon and Cats and all that. So, you know, we had to transform and become more of an entertainment capital. My advice to Denver and Colorado is make your money now, and I hope you're storing it up, okay? Because I think things are going to change when everybody else gets as legalized. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We really do appreciate it. All right, so this was kind of an interesting story. They say Google is working on robots, surgical robots. I got to tell you, these companies are pretty smart. I mean, no wonder they keep getting bigger and bigger and, you know, bigger. So they say they want to work on these robots that will help doctors during surgery. They say the company wants to enter hospitals and wants hospitals to look at their robots that may one day help doctors perform complex surgeries. The robot-assisted surgery, obviously, is one of the biggest advances that we're seeing right now. And tech giant Google, I guess, is now engaging in the robotic world. Verily Life Sciences, previously known as Google Life Sciences, has established a new division called Verve Surgical Inc. that will work on creating robots capable of helping doctors in an operation setting. The company will be working on robots in partnership with Ethicon, Johnson & Johnson Surgical Device Business. Ethicon, get a lot of my suture materials from them. We expect to work closely with pharma, biotech, medical device, and diagnostic companies. We believe Verve Surgical has the potential to change the future of surgery. The team has already made meaningful progress on the robotics platform, which is being developed for application across a host of surgical specialties. So, some of you guys are like, well, wait a second here. What are they going to do that's new? I don't think we've heard of some of their new technology yet. I think they're kind of keeping that under wraps. All we know is robotic surgery has been around for a while. I guess they were talking about in China, a surgical robot performed a kidney surgery on a 6-year-old boy for the first time. I think there was also a surgery where a robot was able to remove a woman's gallbladder through her vagina. I would pass on that. Okay, I mean, I understand a lot of us women are like, let's just have women in the room. I don't want a man in there, but, I want some privacy here. Now we're using robots. And so some of us women will be like, well, that's great. I could just have a robot perform the pap, so I don't have to get naked in front of anybody. Before we start to take, any gallbladders robotically out of vaginas or wisdom teeth out that route, for that matter, I would suggest to make sure that you guys know that these robots are not having issues. Remember, we covered a story where one of the robots was smacking. It was in the middle of a hysterectomy, and the robot turned and smacked the woman upside the face while she was lying there unconscious. I mean, you know how frightening that is? And then one robot was, like, I guess, clamping down on some tissue, and the doctor had to override it. Doctors are in the room, by the way. When they do robotic surgery, okay, the doctors are there. Don't think they're on the golf course. I know a lot of people accuse us doctors of sitting there golfing. That's not the case. But we're there. I have never assisted in robotic surgery. When I finished my surgical training, that was way before any of this. It was right as laparoscopic was starting to be big, where you would, put some trocars into the patient, some canals, and then you would put the camera in and a long extended arm. So rather than doing an open, wide incision to take out a gallbladder or appendix, you could do it laparoscopically, where you use, cameras and probes, and then make small incisions. I liked the open laparoscopies and open. I know how to do it that way. I'm very, very comfortable with, that type of surgery. I didn't really get a lot of training with the laparoscopic because, it was new at the time when I was being trained. So I never got to trained with the robotic. I only had to, read up on it myself. I never got to be in the operating room. But the doctor's usually there, and he is, manning the robot, on the computer, and he is there in case anything goes wrong or anything changes, and that's the way surgery is being done. But what's very, very interesting is these robots can be very precise. Some people are like, why the hell would I even want a robot around? I want man to be there. I want to know that somebody is thinking on their feet, etc. Well, you have men and women, okay? Would like some women there too. Okay, we do have people thinking on their on their feet. There are people there, but these robots could be a lot more precise. Okay, if they're going to be doing laser surgery or little minute steps, these are things that could be done on a very, very tiny level that a lot of us can't do with our big, huge hands and fingers. And so, smaller incisions then are being able to be made. I mean, imagine, we need these trocars that are about, maybe 3/4 inch long, to go in and to do a laparoscopic surgery to be able to put in the camera and the instruments. Imagine a robot, okay, being able to insert, through a very, very small opening into the body, and then once it's in, extends out, opens up, you know, kind of like you see in the movies, then be able to do what it needs to do, and then be able to, you know, I don't know. There's so many things that we could do these days. So I love the field. I think it's very, very exciting. You know, one of my sons, he doesn't want to be a doctor, but he wants to work in the medical field, and he's really good in engineering. So I'm like, well, then why don't you do that? You know, work on these robots and stuff. Oh, that's cool, Mom. You know, so, yeah, that'd be, so I'm pretty excited about that. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I love a little baby. The other kid, I don't know if he's thinking about being a doctor. I mean, you know, me and my husband need to not talk in front of the kids. Because, you know, whatever glorification he had of somebody being in the medical field, I think has already we've really disillusioned him, unfortunately, because we, you know, talk very honestly about Obamacare and the changes. And, you know, and I mean, we look exhausted. When we come home from work, we look beat. Okay, and it's exhausting for even the kids to see, and it's a rough time in the medical field right now. So, but it stinks because I think it'd be a wonderful doctor, and I think, you know, America needs, you know, people like, you know, him and you know, his friends that are considering medicine, but their parents are talking them out of it. We got to stop doing that because we need doctors out there. Medical providers. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Officials at a San Jose, California hospital said more than 1,000 people, including 350 infants, may have been exposed to tuberculosis, as a nurse, unfortunately, might have exposed them. Santa Clara Valley, Santa Clara Valley Medical Center officials identified 350 infants, 308 employees, and 368 patients who might have been exposed after an active case of tuberculosis was diagnosed in a nurse employed in the area of the newborn nursery, a hospital statement said. The nurse, it said, it is very unlikely, or according to Dr. Harris, who is the hospital's chairman of pediatrics, he said the risk of infection is low. The consequences of tuberculosis infection, however, can be severe. It is still very unlikely that anybody will get infected from their contact with this employee. The unidentified nurse did test negative in September during an annual check for tuberculosis, but her physician found an abnormality in her lung in November on a non-work-related consultation. Then she later tested positive for tuberculosis. Personally, I think if you work in the health food or the health care industry, both, you should be tested for tuberculosis a little bit more often, like maybe a couple times a year. That's just me. Okay, so it's an airborne disease. It attacks the lungs, could also infect the kidneys, brain, spine, could be fatal. Screenings have begun now, and they have not seen any positive evidence of infection thus far. But remember, we're talking about little baby infants, okay? They say with infants that young, the tuberculosis won't just sit there and cook in the lungs like it will do with older children or adults. It'll usually go into their bloodstream and then affect other organs. So all 350 infants born in the hospital between August and November will receive an antibiotic treatment for 6 to 9 months. And tuberculosis, you know, it's not as common in the United States as it is in other parts of the world. One of the telltale signs, somebody comes in with really, really bad cough, really bad pneumonia-type symptoms, and they're coughing up blood. You know, we used to call this consumption. It used to kill many, thousands. And so, you know, somebody coming in with a real, real bad, I mean, we're like, okay, you know what, we're going to check you. We're not even going to mess around. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Man, I know, I never have to clear my throat prior to coming on air. So I apologize about that. Listen, what, really? You haven't heard a little phlegm? Come on, please. Gosh, you guys are just so sensitive. Oh, man, Dr. Dahlia, really? Couldn't do that, you know, in the privacy outside the studio? No, I can't. I got to clear my throat. Byron writes, quit telling us to get a flu shot. Every time I get the flu shot, I get sick with the flu. Your doctors are making us sick with the flu, so you make more money. And he goes on his rant. I received this email about a month or two ago when I was first talking to you guys about the flu. And I didn't read it because, you know, I don't like it when people yell at me. I bring his email up because he says every time he gets the flu shot, he gets sick with the flu. Now, most of us doctors, when we hear that, we go, that's a crock of crap, okay? That means nothing. But I have to stop for a second and try to figure out why so many people say that. A lot of you really, really believe that you are getting sick. I mean, and, you know, the proof is there. You get the flu shot. A few days later, you're down for the count. You can't go to work. Cause and effect. You're like, well, there's obviously something going on here. So when I have a patient that says that, I need to kind of dissect and go, what the heck is going on? So I wrote a piece for Epic Times last night. Jerry Dill's Epic Times. You can go to epictimes.com. I write a lot of articles for them because I already have 7 other jobs that I want to also be a writer and make it my 8th job. Don't ask. I just like it, and, you know, I love Jerry Doyle, and I think his website is really cool, so why not help out? But, I want to find out what the hell is going on here, okay? Every now and then you have somebody go, oh, you know, Dahlia, your show made me sick. Okay, my show. Well, that's just one person in a million. But when, you know, 5 of you, 10 of you, 20 of you say something's making you sick, I got to stop and go, okay, what's going on here? So let's talk about the flu shot. We won't talk about my show, okay? That's a whole other topic. I need a lot more time to dissect that one. Yeah, you get the flu shot. A few days later, you're getting sick, okay? I mean, anybody with any sort of logic will think something happened with that flu shot. So what could be going on? What are all the different possibilities? Now, first, if you get a flu shot, okay, we need to, though, look at the science behind it. There is no active flu in the flu shot. Okay, the flu mist, the nasal spray version of the flu shot, is a live, attenuated, weakened version of the flu virus. Okay, you are getting a weakened version in the nasal spray such that it's not bad enough to make you sick, but the body learns to identify it and recruits immune cells that can fight it. The flu shot is an activated vaccine, a killed version of it. So there is no active virus going into you. It's just the shell, all right? It's just the wall of it. So, you know, you technically, you know, if we're really looking at the science behind it, you cannot get the flu from getting a flu shot. When we give you a jab, then injection, you are not supposed to be getting the flu from that because there's no flu in there. It's been killed. Somebody's like, well, how do we know it's been killed? Well, then you also have the preservative, and you have, I mean, it's, you know, these things are manufactured months ago, all right? It's very unlikely. I would be shocked, okay, if there was any active form of virus still alive after all the processes that they use, okay? So we're not giving you the actual flu virus, okay? But what the hell is going on when some of you guys are getting sick a few days later? What could possibly explain for that? Well, a few things, okay? First of all, a lot of times, you know, you guys get the flu shot too late. So here it is. We're in what? December. All right? Coming into December, January. So some of you are like, oh, wait a second. Bob at work got sick. Okay, you know what, Dr. Dahlia? Go ahead. Give me the flu shot. I know I should have come in a couple months ago, but, you know, when I saw what happened to Bob yesterday, whew. You know, I left work going, I don't want that happening to me, so go give me the flu shot. Okay, well, most likely that flu shot won't work. It takes weeks to prime your immune system. So I give you the flu shot now. You were exposed to the flu virus because of Bob yesterday. Then, no, it's not going to cut it. And many of you will say, look, okay, I'm not that stupid, Dahlia. There's no way I would sit there, get exposed to the flu, and then think that the flu shot gave me the flu. Well, but you don't know what works on your subconscious. You know how you don't realize you're listening to a song in the background, and then all of a sudden you start humming that song, or you think of a memory from when that song, you know, was played, and you're like, why am I thinking about that? Well, because subconsciously you... you know, heard that song. Okay, so you could be standing, you know, in a Walmart line going Christmas shopping, then you hear somebody cough, and subconsciously your body tells you a few hours later, you want to what? Maybe you want to go and get the flu shot. Meanwhile, you could have been exposed during that coughing episode. So one thing that I think does happen is many of us this time of year, we're already around flu. Then we decide to go and get the flu shot. You start coming down with the flu. It's the same week you got the flu shot, so you think the flu shot did it. Okay? So that's one thing. Okay? Number two, your flu shot, okay, only has, if you're getting the trivalent, like we talked about, three strains. You know how many different versions of flu and viruses are out there? A lot of you guys got the flu shot, but you're really upset because you came down with this norovirus type stomach bug. Well, the flu vaccine doesn't protect you against norovirus or certain enteroviruses. So if here you are, you're coming down and being, you know, you're coming down and getting sick with something else. Okay. That doesn't mean the shot gave you the flu. That just means you came down with another virus. And that's just what happened. Okay. The other thing, too, is the flu shot is only, as we talked about, 60% effective on a good year. So you get the flu shot, okay, it has the viral strains, and maybe your immune system doesn't take, and, you know, you get exposed to the flu, so you got the flu shot in time, a week or two later, start to get exposed to something, you come down with it, you think the flu shot gave you the flu. Because you didn't really look at the time frame difference, and you think back on, yeah, I got sick after I got the flu shot, so the flu shot gave me the flu, and it might not have been that. But the final thing that I think could be going on, when you look at somebody who gets sick a couple days after getting the flu shot, okay, even though I think, you know, you might have been exposed, and so you were getting sick anyway, but I think two other things could be happening. Okay, one is, now your immune system has to be primed. So you get the shot, your immune system has to be primed, your immune system's a little busy, then boom, you walk next to somebody who had the flu, and boom, you get the flu. And I'm not saying you're weakened for a small period of time during the flu shot, you know, during you getting the flu shot. But some of us doctors have kind of entertained the idea of make sure you're completely well when you get the shot, even though technically you could still have a cold and get your flu shot and be fine because it takes weeks to prime the immune system. But, you know, some of us are under the thinking of, look, you know, if you don't feel right, if you feel a little weak, hold off. Okay, getting the flu shot because, you know, your system may be a little bit busy and distracted if, you know, real flu comes your way. But the other thing I think happens is your body starts to do exactly what it's supposed to. You get the flu vaccine and your immune cells start to prime and get all ready and are ready to rock and roll. Well, while that's happening, you have your T cells and, you know, your certain, immune busting your cells that fight infection, they start to group. And this the body's response to you getting the flu shot can sometimes mimic you getting sick. So your body's like, all right, guys, look, okay, we got something foreign here. Let's start to learn what this is. Let's start to react. I doubt it's going to hurt us, but just in case, you know, even if this is a decoy, let's get our troops all mobilized. So while your troops are mobilizing, you're getting a little bit of a fever. You're getting a little achy. Your nose is running. Because your body's like, hey, guys, there's something foreign here. Let's figure out what this is. And so some of you may just be starting to mount a response. And that could be what's going on. All right? So I hope that clarifies some things. Talk to your doctor. Let them know what symptoms you're having. And then you and he or she decide if you need to move forward with, you know, a flu shot or not. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
We 911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.